Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Doing some food for the first time since the pandemic. Nobody was allowed back in the studio for well over a year. Omaha Chap House. Nick actually said, "Hey, it's too early for fish tacos," as I was eating one.
What?
And what are you eating?
Well,
what are you
eating? I just haven't had fish that early that I had there. Their version of a Big Mac is
you're having a Big Mac, okay?
the skinny yeah. Burger, I think he called it.
8:01 Central, and I go, "What are you talking about? Too early for a fish taco?" As he eats a Whopper,
basically. Well, I've had ribs in here, and you know, whatever time too, but like
it was just a fish. Thing.
Just the fish seems early for fish.
That's very arbitrary.
It is arbitrary. All right, but yes, it's all excellent food, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're not.
It came up quick.
And that's a Diet Coke you got back there, right?
Yeah, I got a Diet Coke. I had a few booze last night, so I threw a Diet Coke in my bag. It's the only thing that kind of cures the hangover. The fish tacos are curing the hangover, too, actually. Not really hungover, just that, you know, a few booze weekday night thing.
The grog?
Yeah, the grog. Craig?
A note for our Deadpool players. Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays is 90.
Is he in good shape? You see him anywhere? I mean, we haven't seen anybody.
I don't know.
No, I haven't seen him recently.
Say hey, Willie.
I think he gets a lot of people trying to throw stuff over his shoulder to see if he catches it. He's had to deal with that for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Willie. Oh, damn it.
Oh, damn it.
Arizona residents are reporting a string of lights moving across the night sky over Phoenix. Bizarre objects were lighting up social media Wednesday night. And I saw them that they were rolling around on Tuesday night, I think. During the day is when I saw the video.
They're coming to kill
video.
Us. They're going to come get us eventually.
They were lighting
That's
up.
That's all we need.
Users were posting images showing rows of unidentified lights.
Getting out of the pandemic and bang, the aliens show up. Great.
They finally figured out what the rows of unidentified lights were.
Oh, good. What are they?
They were SpaceX Starlink satellites.
Yeah.
They were the satellites that they put up.
Right. Oh, okay. I've seen.
And they put them all in, and of course, they're, you know, in a row, and you could see them.
Yeah.
It's going to...
Good.
In that sense, but it's going to start being, you know, more pollution, if you will.
No, I've seen video of that before. I've not seen it in person. I've talked to people who have seen that
right.
in person. And apparently the problem with that is some of the space telescopes they have out there are getting affected by the light that these satellites reflect.
Oh.
So they're trying to reduce that somehow.
Mm-hmm. They just get in the way.
Yeah.
Physically.
But you see, it's a string of like a dozen of them, mm-hmm. and they look like they're moving pretty swiftly.
Yeah.
Too much junk.
Which they are. They're falling.
Yeah. Well, they're tied to cinder blocks. That's why we talked about that yesterday.
Right. A college baseball pitcher wants his arm back. Parker Hansen, who was born without a left hand, pitches for Augustana University in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thief recently broke into his car, stole a backpack containing his prosthetic arm.
Backpack.
Oh.
Hansen says since he posted about the theft on Facebook, he's gotten an inspiring outpouring of support.
I think a thief would even go, oh, man, we didn't know that was in there. We better get returned that.
Yeah, or if they're an asshole, they're like, hey, check it out.
Right, right.
My new hand.
He said the outpouring of support has rejuvenated his thoughts on how much good there really is in the world. They did find the backpack near his home the day after the robbery. Arm still missing.
Oh, that means they are jackasses.
Yeah.
It's right. No use to anyone but the young pitcher.
Of course it's not. It's kind of creepy.
It won't fit.
Right.
I mean, even if you are missing a hand.
I might feel like somebody different. You know. Do you want that hand back? Who knows what's been done with it?
Yeah.
Think about it at this point.
I think he needs a new one.
This probably ended up in some guy's apartment, a bunch of dudes sitting around. Hey, we stole this. Check it out. Let me do something with that.
Yeah, it's already been
exactly. It's been
defiled.
Abused. It's been abused.
Get that finger all up in there.
I would think he wants. Somebody should offer him a new one as a gesture. Because whatever he gets back, you don't know where that hand's right. been.
We'll literally give you a hand.
Right.
Well, they can't be something that you could just get right away. That's got to take time mold
yeah.
your.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever he. I don't know what he has.
All right, I'm trying to sort out this email. My dad is like Craig.
Move that thing. I'm getting right. a big glare.
As long as it's not Craig.
Yeah, but was right. not put up for adoption. The father was already married, had an affair. The father left my dad, and the mother, my grandma, did the ultimate FU by naming him after the father. When he died, he was honored. He was a Navajo code talker. And it turns out he had two other kids left in the same fashion. And they showed up at the funeral. It was like a Spanish soap opera.
Oh.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, some guy like to spread the seed, apparently. That's if you don't feel anything, Todd, you know that. But yeah, wrap it up.
That is quite the move to name the kid after the dad that bounced.
Yeah.
Prince Philip's official cause of death is being revealed about a month after his passing.
I love this. I heard this live on TV last night in the news 2 nights ago. I thought, it's great to hear it that way. What was his official cause of death?
Old age.
That was it.
Man, that's what I said. They teased it going to commercial. And
they did.
Official cause of death. I went, being 99?
Right. But they actually said old age.
Yeah, the news report claims that old age is used on a death certificate when the person who died was over 80 and under the care of a doctor for some time. For a gradual decline in health.
So old age is sometimes...
This is England, by the way.
Yeah, because here they call it natural causes, and we don't know what that means, but it's called old age there, right?
Well...
It should be called old age here, too.
The two can be different. Yeah. I mean, you can be under 80 and die of natural causes. Yeah. Here, that's, over 80.
Old age.
You just wear out.
Oh, he wore out.
Needed.
Is the queen dating yet? Anybody swiping left on the queen?
I'm sure people are trying.
Yeah.
Well, she'll hook people up with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
People sliding into her DMs.
Power the ultimate couple. Power couple. Yeah.
Bill Gates would be the power bottom in that couple then, too.
Right.
She's the queen, man.
I think he'd get sick of her because she'd be like, how do I get into my email? He's like, oh, we do this every day.
You might get sick of her because she's like 95.
You know,
the sex might not be that good.
Well, he might be doing it for the bit.
Yeah.
Just for the stories.
Yeah, Trey, you can't use that coaster. He's like, why? I'm the queen. Okay. Great.
You may remember the story about the homecoming queen election in Florida. A teenager and her mom were accused of rigging the election.
Oh, I missed this.
Oh, God.
They rigged the election for homecoming queen.
The links you go to.
Who gives that F?
Mom.
Because it looks so good on the transcript.
No, nobody cares.
This is like one of these cheerleader mom stories.
I know it is.
Mom was an assistant principal at an elementary school in the same county where her daughter wanted to be homecoming queen at the high school. Mom was able to access the school district's internal system to cast fraudulent votes for her daughter so she could win. The investigation began when they found unauthorized access into hundreds of students' accounts. 246 votes cast for the school's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent. So, Emily Rose Grover, then 17, now 18, and her mother, Laura Rose Carroll now face multiple felony charges. The daughter is being tried as an adult.
Just for winning Homecoming Queen.
Felony.
Did she win out of nowhere, or was she one of the top five that probably could have won?
Well, she was, I don't know
she
if
was on
you
the court.
Have a choice.
She was on the court. She was
on
the court.
Running, yeah.
So she was on the court, right.
Right. So each are now charged with offenses against users of computers, computer systems, computer networks, electronic devices, unlawful use of two-way communication device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit those offenses. Yeah, they're looking at a maximum of 16 years apiece.
Yeah, it's not the fact that they did it for Homecoming Queen. It's the fact they did it with they hacked into all the computers and stuff.
That's why they're going to jail.
That's
maybe.
Why they got in
yeah,
trouble.
Unauthorized access.
But.
You know, but they're going to go to jail because somebody wanted to be homecoming queen.
Right, yeah.
What are you in for? Rigging a homecoming election.
Yeah.
Stupid reason to get caught for hacking.
That's a long prison sentence.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's where people's priorities are. That's the most important thing in their life.
Yeah,
is that she becomes
the Lifetime
homecoming
movie,
queen.
The Lifetime movies usually involve murder. They murder a cheerleader, you know, because they want the other one to be the head cheerleader, so they had to murder the other one.
Yeah, this had to go to somebody at Lifetime's desk right away. Do they just have, like, is it like Nashville Music Row?
Yeah,
they just have offices lined up where you're like, the babysitter's creepy. Go. Yeah,
go.
You got the homecoming election.
Don't think about the plot too much. Just write.
Right. Homecoming. I didn't remember who my homecoming queen was. I really don't. I was just thinking that when you were talking on the story.
I didn't even go to homecoming
now,
either
year. No, we had 400 kids, but I still should know who won homecoming queen, but no, I shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't remember who won any of that stuff in high school.
Plus, you had to have gone to homecoming if you were in the marching band.
Yes.
No, I went to the game. I didn't go to the dance and stuff where they did all that stuff.
Oh, see, that was the one time a year I actually got a date.
Oh, no, I went to prom both years, but I didn't go to homecoming.
Oh, no, I did the prom thing, too, but you could only do that your junior and senior year.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Homecoming, you can go all 4 years.
So you get to find a chick from outside of town, right, Todd? Both
no,
times?
I think I dated a couple in town. Well, I didn't date, but they went to homecoming with me.
Keep a list of potential dates in the briefcase?
I was fine being unpopular and uncool, not at the dance.
Yeah, but there's only like 14 people at the dance, weren't there? You graduated, what, 35?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, about that. I mean, yeah, I could probably take an educated guess on who probably was homecoming king and queen, because there's not a lot of choices.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
You know?
Right, I could too. Because
I don't think we had king, though. We
class of 95. It was the most popular guy and the most popular girl.
Class of 95.
No, 95 people.
Oh, no.
I thought 95.
I thought you were trying to slip a fast one by there.
That's been a rough 25 years.
I know
man.
Better than that. You were 92.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to a study published in Menopause, the official journal of the North American Menopause Society, or NAMS, women who get insufficient quality sleep may experience what the researchers described to be a form of female sexual dysfunction. The researchers concluded that bad sleep quality, not necessarily the duration of the night's sleep, but the quality of the sleep, bad sleep quality linked with a greater risk of female sexual dysfunction. They say good sleep quality, in contrast, was linked with sexual activity. They say if you put a platter of sleep and a platter of sex in front of a tired woman, she's probably going to pick sleep just about every time.
What's in the platter of sex?
Well, bend over.
This is according to the director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Women's Health, Stephanie Fabian. She should know.
Can I have seconds on that one?
Is that like the appetizer thing where you get a little of each?
Yeah.
The female sexual dysfunction noted in the study is largely defined as a low sexual desire that's specifically associated with feelings of distress. They say you can't call it sexual dysfunction unless a woman's distressed about it. The study also found that women who slept less than 5 hours a night experienced a greater likelihood of experiencing sexual problems. So,
well, we're all dudes. We don't get much sleep ourselves.
So yeah, but you can help your woman get more sleep.
Or offer up the platter.
Maybe not you, but most people
yeah,
could.
Here's a big platter.
I offer a platter of sex a lot.
Yeah.
Here's a platter. Check it out.
Yeah, but the platter.
That's what I'm offering today.
Try the buffet. There's
a wiener, have a variety.
There's a wiener and something else there.
On the platter, there has to be several things.
There's three things.
Right. A little bit of doggy, the laurel.
Today's special, the bowls.
Just rather sleep.
She hates balls day. Right. Yeah. Balls day is not fun around the
that's
house.
That's sleep day.
Yeah. That's one thing she would not miss.
Yeah, why is it always balls day?
A little bit of tea bag to finish the platter.
Well, that comes with balls day. Yeah. Not a fun platter.
Wow. That makes sense, though, because when you're tired, you don't want to do anything.
No, you don't. Nothing.
And when she's tired, she's not amused by your platter jokes either.
Nope.
Yeah, it's hit and miss if balls, she's not tired.
Balls again.
Jesus, wait. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you got to comfort her like Nick does after sex.
Not yeah, color, more color. Comforting on balls day.
Right. Or let her figure out.
You're going to say you're sorry for a long time on balls day.
You ask her first what do you want in the platter and then present it that way.
You put the menu up like the kids' menu at like we did at the cafeteria store yesterday, but you have the menu in the pantry at your house, sex platters.
Little chalkboard.
Yeah. Ah, tomorrow's balls day. I'm going to be tired for that.
Right. Your entree comes with two sides today.
And no sleep.
Wake up. It's balls day. No woman wants to hear that. Oh, no. Nah, damn it.
Always hard to get to sleep the night before. It's like Christmas Eve.
You could offer the balls Christmas Eve, too, instead of, some people open their presents that
yeah.
way. Yeah.
Like they'll still be here in the morning, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So I'm still fascinated by this. I imagine you guys are, too. The SpaceX Mars rocket prototype had a successful landing. They tested the early prototype rocket for their Mars mission from the South Texas launch pad. The 150-foot tall rocket flew 6 miles above the Earth and then returned for the successful upright landing. That's just fascinating.
I think what's funny, and he was being honest, was Elon Musk saying, he said a couple weeks ago, or even earlier this week, he might have, where he said, hey, Mars is going to be cool, but you're going to die. Yeah. I just love that he just put a big blanket on that. Like, hey, it's going to be a great adventure, and you're going to die.
Well, he said, not only are you going to die, it's probably going to be a miserable existence.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be fun.
Right.
I watched that Stowaway movie.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It's depressing. I hate to say that because
did they ever explain how that dude really got in there?
No.
That's what I was wondering the whole time.
I think he was working on it. He was an engineer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I told you I watched. There was
another. But I thought, how about that? I was explaining to Craig this yesterday, the takeoff scene. How realistic that felt. Just them shaking the whole time like that. Yeah.
Now, I watched another show on Netflix. It was a series called Gone, I think, or Away. It was Hillary Swank. But they were going to Mars, and the whole first season was the trip to Mars,
right?
And then they canceled it.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
You get one season.
Don't you hate that?
And the very last episode, hey, we're at Mars. Ah, sit. It's over.
Over.
It's over. That's it. You don't get to find out if they lived or died or got back or whatever.
I think too many of us picture these spaceships as something you see in movies. Where there's a bartender there. I mean, we watched what was that movie with the
Passengers.
Great flick.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But you're right. It's going to be more just you're going to be like those guys in Stowaway.
I think that was pretty realistic.
It was realistic. It was a tube flying there, and they just went between the tube.
They're eating out of foil pouches.
Foil pouches, and they're going to die.
Right.
Yeah, well, the Passengers one is set. Way in the future.
Oh yeah, I know it is, but it's cool.
This movie and that series I was talking about, those are more like
5-10 years, maybe
near future type things.
Yeah. I think the South Texas launch pad is part of the sex platter. At least that's an option.
Yeah.
Sounds like it should be.
Yeah.
That sounds like a premium upgrade.
That better come the day after Balls Day, then. Because you don't want something exciting after Balls Day.
He had to do something she wants after Balls Day.
Yep.
That would be the South Texas launch pad.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Dr. Mina later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.